Raquel Idiáquez was making dinner with her uncle in Seattle. They were making salmon, asparagus, a salad, and she just noticed that something seemed wrong. He was visiting her from Nicaragua, and that evening in April 2018, he kept leaving the kitchen to take these urgent calls.
I saw him getting a little nervous and going on his phone more frequently than usual, and he just came to me and he was like, well, I gotta leave tomorrow.
Her uncle, a priest named Jose Alberto Idiáquez, or Father Chepe for short, is the president of a university in Nicaragua, and he had been told that his school was under attack.
He took the next flight the next morning, and that was the last time I saw him. This was way worse than we could ever imagine.
And that really sums up the past year in Nicaragua. NPR's Danny Hajek has the story of a Central American country that has descended into political turmoil through the eyes of one family.
Father Chepe returned home to see his country unraveling. Nicaragua's president, Daniel Ortega, had proposed cuts to social benefits. People were furious. Students began protesting. And in a scene all too familiar in this part of the world, Ortega cracked down. Violence came to the front gates of Chepe's Central American University in Managua. Suddenly, streets filled with demonstrators demanding Ortega's resignation. NPR's Carrie Kahn covered the protests.
I think it was this heavy-handed response by police, the killings that backfired and enraged students brought out other workers. It was like the spark was lit.
Riot police fired live ammunition into crowds. Opposition groups fought back with Molotov cocktails and homemade mortars. At least 325 people have been killed since last April, according to the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights. Hundreds have been jailed. Tens of thousands have fled the country. Chepe saw the bloodshed. It was just a month since he'd been making dinner with his niece in Seattle. Now he was speaking on video, criticizing his president's oppressive regime.
We have to prepare to die thanks to these leaders, hell-bent on staying in power.
Four 4,000 miles away in Seattle, Raquel Idiáquez has watched the crisis unfold around her uncle.
For the longest time, I didn't know if I was saying goodbye to him for the last time ever. I didn't know if he was going to be alive the next day.
Chepe felt a responsibility to stand up for his country, but his calls for social justice have put him in danger. Raquel says her uncle, a Jesuit priest, has received numerous death threats.
He'll say, well, I will have a really hard day tomorrow. Pray for me.
Pray for me.
Yeah. And that's when you know, okay. So I sent him pictures of my dog just to, I don't know, give him something else to think about.
But it's the silence that's kept her up at night. Chepe had become more prominent in the conflict. And when he was in the middle of peace negotiations with the government, he couldn't reach out to Raquel because he feared his phone lines were being tapped.
I wasn't able to sleep for a week. And I kept having these nightmares where he was going to be shot. And I would just not go to sleep because I didn't want to dream those things.
If Chepe is scared, he's making sure Raquel doesn't hear it in his voice.
Buenas noches. Un saludo. Espero que estés bien.
He made this recording on his iPhone last month. Raquel listened before going to bed.
Cada día desaparecen jóvenes. Son apresados, golpeados.
Each day, more young people disappear. They are beaten, tortured. We're all risking our lives, and I am glad that you are far away from Nicaragua.
Raquel is safe in her quiet neighborhood in Seattle, but people still worry about her. With her uncle back home, it's like she's living in two places at once.
What she talks to me about is it's like a divided consciousness.
This is Serena Cosgrove. She's an assistant professor and Raquel's mentor from Seattle University.
You're simultaneously having to be in the life that's right in front of you, and yet you're so worried about a different life that's happening thousands of miles away.
Being this far away was supposed to be temporary. Raquel would earn her MBA, get some work experience, and then return to Nicaragua. But she has the same last name as her uncle. so her family is telling her to stay away. Do you feel stuck in the U.S.?
Oh my gosh, yes. This last year has been like a prison here. I really, really want to see them.
For now, her connection is over cell phone. Yeah, there we go. Hang on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
During our interview, Raquel told me her uncle might call in. And she said he was in a place where he could talk with less worry.
Hola.
Hola, Raquel.
Hola, tío.
He tells Raquel he's okay, but he says the situation back home is still dire. President Ortega refuses to step down. He's accused protesters of terrorism, and a second round of peace talks recently collapsed. Chepe says it's unclear what's next.
I want to express to the world and people to the United States that Nicaragua is a country in which people is killed and kidnapped every day.
He says he's determined to stay in Nicaragua.
This is my obligation to be beside people who are suffering, even though I know that I can be killed.
Before the call ends, Chepe chats a little with Raquel. He compliments her English, sends her a hug, then tells her they'll stay in touch.
Seguimos en comunicación.
Okay, tío. Gracias.
Muy bien. Un abrazo.
Igualmente.
Raquel Idiáquez hangs up, hoping she'll hear from her uncle tomorrow. She still doesn't know when she can return home to Nicaragua. Danny Hajek, NPR News.